into the fourth and final hour today on this Wednesday edition. Richard C. Cook is our guest analyst for NASA, for the Kennedy, for the Carter White House. Worked in a lot of other areas, U.S. Treasury Department, on and on and on. Expert in monetary reform, talking about the collapse of the economy, how it's being done by design, bringing us into a neo-serfdom or feudalism, a North Korean-style state. He had just gotten to the point of the central bank financiers bringing down Russia by publicly the Bank of England and others, and Brooklyn, chipping in thousands of Brooklyners, to bring down the czars, not for the utopic communism, but for a banker utopia of slaves. Please continue, Mr. Cook.
Well, and then you had over on the American side, you had, of course, the Federal Reserve system coming into being when the bankers took over the United States economy in 1913. And, of course, coming along with that was the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, where you instituted the income tax. The purpose of the income tax was to pay the interest on the permanent national debt. Now, I want to jump ahead because during the subsequent decades, while the United States was being harnessed as the financier's military enforcer for the world, there was actually a significant power struggle within the United States between the forces that wanted to have a strong nation, a strong national economy. And this was primarily the program of the New Deal of Franklin Roosevelt, but Roosevelt was very ambiguous about it, and he allowed the banking system to continue to function. And it was after World War II when the American economy began to decline through the tremendous deficits that were being run up during the Vietnam War, that the United States began to fall back into the control of the international financial world. By the late 1960s, the Vietnam War was sinking the United States deeper into debt. The problem at that time was made worse by very heavy federal expenditures under social programs, particularly Medicare and Medicaid. But when Nixon became president, his Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, came up with a plan where Saudi Arabia and the other OPEC nations would gradually increase the price of oil. And the profits for that were going to be used for the oil-producing nations to buy debt from the U.S. Treasury. So in other words, this is what we were going to do with our deficit from that point on. It was going to be sold overseas to other countries, particularly the OPEC oil-producing nations. That's why over the decade of the 70s, by 1980, the cost of oil had been ratcheted up from $3.50 a barrel to $39.50 a barrel.
And that's really a global
program.
That's really a covert global tax.
It's a tax. It was a de facto tax on the economy, and the plan worked. The petrodollar and dollar hegemony were born, and the dollar at that point became the world's reserve currency. Now, the dollars could flood the world only because in 1971, the Nixon administration abandoned the dollar's gold peg as a basis for international currency exchange. Now, currencies could float freely in the world markets, and so you had a tremendous period of currency speculation and worldwide inflation. From this point on, the bankers were in control. The economies of the world were no longer based upon production. They were based on financial manipulation. It was also the beginning of the era of monetarism, where the Federal Reserve thought it could regulate the economy by raising and lowering interest rates. What that meant was the economy of America would go from a producing economy to a bubble economy.
And they now, we've got to break again. We've got to break again, sir. So now they've got reality out of the equation. They can flood everything with their fiat and get real assets. Now the last little bit we've got will be taken by the nice men in black uniforms. It's all about monopoly of control. You're to have nothing but your Prozac. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Richard C. Cook, White House analyst, advisor, syndicated columnist, analyzing what's happening with the economy. Please continue with the history of the private owners of all of us, who just so happen to be psychopathic eugenicists and say they want to get rid of us, and who happen to control our police. Please continue.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Let me just mention my email address again for people who want to write in with questions or support what we're doing. It's economicsanity@gmail.com.
Would you like in the hour we've got left later to take some phone calls?
I think we could do that, yeah.
Okay, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, or the local studio number, 512-646-5400. We'll do that, though, later. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I want to continue doing some of the historical background here and try to get to some of the solutions that we might want to take a look at for all of this. We talked about the 1971 milestone where the dollar peg to gold was removed, and that allowed the currencies of the world to float against each other and brought in this huge era of speculation. And it also allowed the petrodollar to come into being, where the OPEC nations and Saudi Arabia and the others now were going to purchase U.S. Treasury securities and run up the price of oil to pay for those. This plan was really the plan of the Secretary of State under Nixon, Henry Kissinger. And another thing that it did, it made the U.S. dependent on Middle Eastern oil and turned the U.S. into the power behind the financiers' ambition to dominate the region, particularly through working with the nation of Israel. So now the United States, which had liberated Europe from the Nazis, we also began to be the ones who were going to fight and die for the financiers in the Middle East. And, of course, the final conquest of Iraq starting in 2003 and the planned war against Iran are phases of that. Now, meanwhile, back here in the United States, through the financiers' control of the Federal Reserve System, the producing economy was wrecked through the Fed-induced recession of 1979 to 1983. Now, that's when Volcker raised interest rates to the highest in history to combat the inflation, which the financiers themselves had caused through the oil price shocks. Then, when Clinton was elected president in 92, the U.S. producing economy, which had been devastated by the shutdown of the factories and the export of jobs under Reagan and the first Bush, well, the work of wrecking the economy was completed by Clinton's embrace of NAFTA, which has largely eliminated family farming in favor of financier-controlled agribusiness in North America, throughout U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And, of course, the deregulation of the financial industry, which had begun in a big way during the Reagan and Bush years, was accelerated under Clinton. Now, by this time, the only thing that was floating the U.S. economy were the bubbles. You had the merger acquisition bubble of the 80s, and that ended in the George H.W. Bush recession that brought Clinton into the presidency in 92. Then during the 90s, you had the dot-com bubble that was fueled not by American savings, but by foreign investment. And it was the capital gains on these stock price inflations and counting trust funds like Social Security as part of budgetary assets in the federal budget that allowed Clinton to balance the federal budget during the last 3 years of his presidency. But it all ended, as we know, when the dot-com bubble burst in the crash of 2000 and 2001. And Americans lost in that crash $7 trillion of wealth, including the pension funds of hundreds of thousands of people. Now, after that came along the Bush bubbles, because Bush, as you know, did not attempt to rebuild the economy. What he did was cut income taxes to the highest tax brackets and allow Alan Greenspan to create the housing bubble, followed by the equity fund bubble, the commercial real estate bubble, the hedge fund bubble. And all of that is what now is coming to a head and is starting to deflate while ruining the economic viability of the nation. After this, the only bubbles are left are the ones that we're seeing so clearly out there right now. Those are the food and fuel bubbles. And these are the ones that, when they go down, are going to take the livelihood of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of people with it.
And I would call those hyper-predatory bubbles.
That's correct. And that's all that's left, because the producing economy can't support the nation anymore. There's nothing left, and these are the last bubbles.
This is
opinion.
The predatory system. This is the cannibalistic system. And that's what they've stated. All that's left is war, military, cops, checkpoints, cameras. And I just can't believe this once great nation is just going to be, oh, my God. But the people are waking up now like never before. I don't know if they're going to get away with it. I mean, this hellish thing they plan to set up.
Well, if we can, what I'd like to do is go through some of what I think are the solutions that we have to start working with. Because we've got to be smart about it.
Solutions are great, and I want to take some time to talk about solutions. We did that yesterday with G. over Griffin. My issue here is that the establishment has electronic voting machines that engage in fraud in most of the country. We know that the government, the CIA, runs the big three electronic companies. We know they're ignoring. I mean, 91% want to control the borders. They say no. Gallup poll. 80-something percent want to end the war. They say no, it never ends. They just do what they want, when they want, how they want. So it's good to know what monetary solutions are, and I agree with a lot of your ideas. A lot of other experts I interview do as well. It's just that I guess it's important to know who to blame. So that as they implode things, I think the solution is, first off, people need to know this was done by design, or the same people that did this will always offer a new solution to the problem they created, which is greater control for them.
Well, that's certainly correct, and you can see that in the presidential campaigns. You can see that. You can't see it so much in the McCain campaign, because John McCain says everything is just great as it is. But when you get into the solutions being offered by Hillary Clinton, for example, And even to some extent Obama, although I don't think Obama is quite as much a part of that establishment as Hillary Clinton is. Yeah, essentially you're saying, put me back, trust us, and we'll fix it for you.
Well, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Okay, well, I mean, let's go ahead and get into the solutions. I just want to make clear here that they have got us tied down, and it's going to be hard to have these solutions, but I just want to be clear about that.
Well, I think that's true, and I guess from my point of view, being someone who's worked in this field, I've tried to get a meeting with Secretary of the Treasury Henry Paulson, and of course have not been granted an audience. But obviously there has to be a political revolution in order to get people into power in the White House who can make a difference and who can bring the reformers in. Who
but
know
that's
how
the
to
problem.
It.
It's not. You would think of the word reformer to fix a problem. Nothing's broken. The war on drugs, more drugs are shipped in by them. They put more of us in their private prisons owned by banks that launder the money. It's not broken. The war on terror is not broken. They mean to stay in Iraq for 100 years. They meant to sow seeds of insurrection, divide the country in three parts. It's been a great plan. Mission is accomplished. When Bush said that, he meant it. It's just not the mission we were told. And it's the same thing here. You know, I understand that there are reforms that can pull us out of this. It's not even too late, according to Ron Paul and others. The problem is the establishment isn't going to allow that to happen. They preemptively took over the voting machines in the last 20 years. They preemptively pre-placed and brainwashed police. I mean, they have premeditatedly been really setting all the dominoes up here for a long time. Go ahead. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to let people assess just how serious it is.
I think that's so, yeah, and I certainly would not argue with that. But if anyone has any hope to try to reform anything, I think we need to realize that all of these manifestations that are going on of terror, of state terror, of internal crackdowns, of internal collapse, all of this is happening because we have a failed economy. And in order to make any progress or any headway at all into getting out of the situation, the economy of the United States has to be rebuilt from the ground up. And there are three areas where somebody has got to take responsibility for making changes. And let me tell you what I think those three areas are. One is American family farming, because a nation that cannot feed itself cannot exist.
Oh, I agree.
I think we've got to face that. And
get back to self-sufficiency. Those are things we can take on ourselves, yes.
There has to be the ability for us to be able to feed ourselves within our own boundaries, using our own resources, and we can do that if we set out to do it and if we have the policies in place that can accomplish
but
that.
But that's why, so we can have our solution, we've got to block their real ID, their animal ID, their premises ID, which was written by the Big Agra to shut down family farms and ranches, have inspectors on your land, $1,000-a-day fines for no reason, absolute bureaucracies of little environmental control freaks running around foaming at the mouth.
Yes. Yes, we do. Absolutely. And then we've got to rebuild the infrastructure. We've got to rebuild the streets, the bridges, the railroad systems, the mass transit systems, and
you, sir.
And along with that, we've got to rebuild the soft services, the health services, and the educational services, and we've got to be able to do that by controlling the monetary system. So the underlying reform that has to be made is of the monetary system. And that's what I've been arguing now over the last year and a half. Let me just mention Ron Paul. You brought him up. He has made history as the first major presidential candidate ever to call for the abolishment of the Federal Reserve.
Yes, we now have those key ideas being introduced.
Yeah, and he's absolutely right, and he's done a great service by doing that. Because the very first thing that a president who is truly a president of the American people has to do is eliminate the Federal Reserve as a bank of issue and get rid of the debt-based monetary system and then get rid of the bankers and the Wall Street financiers as being
okay.
The overlords.
Richard C. Cook, we got a break again. Stay there. We'll be right back after this quick break. I think we're going to skip the next break on my internet feed. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Richard C. Cook is our guest. We're going to start taking phone calls coming up in the next segment. We're talking about Congressman Ron Paul. I have him up on the document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The fourth hour becomes a television show for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Also for people that listen to the InfoWars radio internet streams, we a lot of times do little interviews during the breaks as well, as we'll do during the next break with Mr. Cook, and we'll come back at the 33 after and start taking some calls in the time we have left. We'll obviously have to have Mr. Cook back. Continue with the monetary reform ideas that you have, sir.
Well, let me just mention, I will have an article coming out in the next couple days on a global research that will go into what we've been talking about today, Alex, in a lot of detail. And so people can take a look at that, and also they can write me on economicsanity@gmail.com with questions that they have. Now, one thing I also wanted to mention about Ron Paul's candidacy is that it proves despite what a lot of people say, that the public is ready to listen to new ideas. But even progressive analysts, including, I have to say, Ralph Nader, who says he's running for president again, are so locked into outmoded concepts that they do not understand, they do not realize that a completely new type of monetary system is needed to really achieve economic democracy.
Well, that's because their strategists tell them the public can't grasp it, and so they just go with sound bites themselves. That is correct. It's all very stagnant. So break down the monetary system. How do we extricate ourselves first out of their control, abolish the Fed? We have to educate people first, so that's happening. Secondarily, then, what system do you like, being a monetary expert with the Treasury Department, working in the White House, being an analyst for NASA, you know, studying this at the White House level? What do you and other experts you confer with, I mean, how would you reverse what we see here?
Let me put out a concept first, very briefly, and then I'll give some specific ideas that I and other monetary reformers are promoting. The basic concept that must be understood that people do not understand today and that I've been writing about now in my writings for the past year and a half is to look at what is credit. Credit is a power of nature that is truly part of what we call the human commons, you know, the common heritage of mankind. Credit allows a society to create value by using the ability that we have to draw out of our future productivity into what we can create and use today. Now, that sounds complicated.
It's a form of leveraging.
But what it means is, yes, it's a form of leveraging, but it is a public utility. It is a public utility as water is a public utility or as electricity is a public utility. The management of credit should never be given away or privatized to individuals or corporations who manipulate it for profit. That's what the banks have done, and it is the
well, they've abused the hell out of it. I mean, they've abused just the complete daylights out of it.
That's correct.
At every single level, aggressively trying to hurt economies, trying to destroy economies so they can consolidate as a business model stated in their own documents.
That is correct, and it's this privatization of credit through the banking systems that has loaded humanity with a tremendous burden of debt. It's made short-term profits the highest priority of everything that's done in a business, and it's made modern industry really as much a curse as it is a blessing. And it's this privatization of credit that has to be changed. So I have, and this is work I've done with a lot of other people who are involved in the monetary reform movement around the world that people really need to become aware of. There are three things that I'm proposing. The first is a guaranteed income, which will be accomplished through what we call the national dividend. Now, you've heard of the Alaska Permanent Fund, where every year
every resident
of Alaska is given a stipend.
Yeah, it's the comprehensive annual financial reports that have trillions of dollars off budget. And so, absolutely, instead of giving all of this investment capital to offshore corporations, take it back over by the government and then have it distributed equally to the population.
That's correct. And my estimate, and this is in a global research article I wrote last year, which is called An Emergency Program of Monetary Reform for the United States, calculates the national dividend where we are right now at $12,000 per capita annually. Now, you can compare that to the $600 per person that Bush is about to send you back on your tax rebate. What I'm saying is that a national dividend should amount to, at least at this point, $12,000 per capita annually, and there are a lot of ways to issue that to the population, and I go into some detail on this.
Well, it's an absolute fact. I made a film about this 8 years ago. Stay there, sir. We're going to be right back for the main radio listeners, for InfoWars.com stream listeners, and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to go live right now for this 3 minutes and come back and take your calls. The show continues at InfoWars.com on those streams.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schacht with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy, so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warned you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Listen to me very carefully, people that serve the government. The sadistic, cold-blooded families that run the New World Order, that own the private banks, that own our governments. It's all illegitimate. It's done through fraud. But they need a police state apparatus and propaganda to be able to secure it, hold it, and expand it. And they do this in phases. If we do not have a renaissance, an awakening to this, an open debate about this, we are going to be hurt very, very badly. We're already seeing just the leading edge of the storm. And it gets more and more intense as we get deeper into it. So I know a lot of you won't listen now, but you'll listen later as it gets harder and harder. It is in 99.9% of our interest to not go along with this. This is hyper-predatory. They believe in social Darwinism. They believe hurting innocent people, killing, enslaving, bankrupting is good for the race. They believe it's their right to rule. This is their own statements. The head of the CFR, Richard Inhofe, publicly, they published this, said the whole global warming thing's fake. It's all about making humans the enemy and the state waging war. It's all about tracking and controlling our every movement. It's a new level of bureaucracy. The war on terror, they admit, is totally fake. Gary Hart admitted 2 days ago, just broke up on Infowars.com, the We Are Change video, said, yeah, our government stages terror attacks, and we'll stage them again. I mean, it's all happening. Now, Hart helped write the Homeland Security Plan. He called for terror attacks. Richard C. Cook, why do you think Gary Hart and Zbigniew Brzezinski and others are suddenly coming out and telling Congress and others, hey, our government could stage attacks? Does that show splits? Why do we see Rockefeller coming and trying to take ExxonMobil chairmanship away from Rex Tillerson? I do see not fake, because they're not really publicizing it, but I'm seeing real friction within the establishment. Is this kind of at the moment of truth really decapitating the U.S. and bringing us into this enslavement? Are some of their people going, come on, this is too dangerous, this is too intense. They're waking up to us. They're not going to go along with it. Or is this kind of like the high command that liked Hitler at first, but by 1942 wanting to get rid of him? I mean, is this some sanity, or what's happening?
Well, my opinion is that there is some sanity that is creeping in, because a lot of these people, like Brzezinski, for example, really believed that they were going to build a strong America and that America was going to be the nation that ruled the world, and now America's being dumped in the trash by the international financiers who've used us and abused us and don't need us anymore. We're being taken down deliberately. And so I think some of the people who formerly were part of the problem are realizing they've got to be part of the solution. And I do know, and I can tell you this, having worked in the federal government for 32 years, there are many patriotic Americans who work in the federal government. You should have heard some of the things that I heard said about Bush, about the Bush administration, about the false terror attacks when I was in the government. There are a lot of people, I think, who are ready to be part of a new movement for American nationalism and take our country back.
Absolutely. That's why we have a lot of friends. That's why I'm still alive. The globalists are not invincible. They have been unified, but now at the moment of truth, there is some rebellion. And so, there is a silver lining here. And I want to break it down this way. Andrew Jackson was in his own time. Andrew Jackson did some horrible things in today's perspective, but in his time, from his view, he really thought he was serving the people. He really wouldn't take money from his office. It was manifest destiny. It was survival of the fittest, but he really was believing it was for the greater good of the general public, at least in a subset racially. I'm not defending that, but you have to respect that he really believed what he was doing. This predator class revels in going after the smart and intelligent. They want to dumb down the mass. They want to carry out dumbing down, disenfranchisement of everyone. And so they sold a lot of hawks in our government that, yeah, we're staging attacks, and yeah, we're attacking countries, but it's for America. And now those deluded hawks that believe that are now going, wait a minute, this isn't even for America or for my grandkids. Because, the argument of, well, if we're not evil, somebody else will do these tricks and they'll be in control. We've got to guard goodness with pure evil. Kind of like guard the truth, the bodyguard of lies. So there's that rationalization. I think they're now figuring out, my God, this is totally nihilistic, and this isn't even what I signed up for. These people are really going to, this isn't, I mean, do you see the point I'm making?
Yes, I think that's happening. Yes, I do. Also, Andrew Jackson, I think, was on the right side in the banking issue. He was the one who got rid of the power of the Second Bank of the United States.
Exactly, and he was fighting with Native Americans when it would be 5-1, 10-1, 15-1 against the U.S. forces, when it was real wars, and when they were being overrun and beaten. So it was a thing of, hiring one Native group to attack the other. But now it can be seen as, oh, my God, he was engaging in genocide, when it was really life and death struggle between, Ice Age man and, Ice Age Asians that had come over into North America and then into Mesoamerica. And I'm not, we can certainly in hindsight look at what happened, but, the Hollywood image is the 1880s, the final extermination, the final tracking down. I think that's wrong. But we can see where the eugenics idea then comes out of that, and now it's just being used as a tool of statecraft and mind control. But I digress. Let's take some calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to, is first up Lance in Montana? Lance, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have one quick question for Mr. Cook. What would you suggest to people that have 401ks and retirement accounts? Would you suggest that they pull them out or let them ride?
Well, let me say, first of all, I'm not a licensed financial counselor, so I can't give individual advice. And a lot of people write to me about that. I think you should just do your own analysis, and you should base it on a worst-case scenario. Now, of course, they're floating the stock market, and the reason they're floating the stock market is because the financiers have so much money in it, and so much of the money in the stock market rides on investments in China. That's a huge part of what is keeping the stock market over the 12,000 level. It's because the American people can't buy that stuff and can't pay for it. So as far as what your investments are concerned, all I can say is get a good counselor, take a worst-case scenario, and go from there.
Okay, thank you much.
Absolutely. Yeah, get out of debt, have storable food, try to have a place to boogie out to. I mean, even 5 acres, 100 miles outside your town, away from anybody, if you got to, you know, with an RV and supplies, you know, in case there's riots and total breakdown. And I'm not saying that's going to happen. But if there's a meltdown, it is a very good chance that's going to happen, where they, by design, let things break down for months, sometimes even longer, so people beg to be reorganized. Can you comment on that, Mr. Cook?
Well, I'm going to, in my article that's coming out the next day or two, make a series of suggestions to people once we run through all of the macro solutions about what people should do individually. First thing I put in there is plant a robust home garden. Take care of your food supply.
God help us.
Start community food co-ops. Establish local currencies and barter networks. Get out of debt. Become politically active. Do things that you can do right now to take care of your own needs and those of your family. Don't worry about the big macro economy. I mean, work for change. Try to get politicians in there who will listen to you. But people have also got to take care of their food supply.
And, you know, if the police are ordered to go door-to-door and take guns, as they admittedly are training to do, cops just don't follow the order. You know, you don't have to even get in a big fight and argue about it. Just say you strained your ankle. Just don't show up. Because I just can't believe they're training for it. I just can't believe they're doing this to us. Who's up next from Georgia? Thyrus in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Okay. Well, one thing that I've noticed is with the rising fuel costs, people have a lot less ability to get around, to move around. And, I mean, that seems to be one of the maybe necessarily the primary goals, because it seems like we're marching really steadily towards martial law. But the frightening thing is, I mean, does it seem likely that the whole point of all of this new legislation taking away civil liberties and all that wasn't even, you know, for Bush or Cheney's benefit to begin with?
Well, that's what I've always been saying. We can't get focused on the puppet personality. This is an agenda, and all these politicians are on the surface is a simulation. Bush is like birdcage liner. He takes all the blame. He's wicked and horrible and a little demon. I mean, how dare them put out all these details of Spitzer's sexual habits while Bush is packing in gay prostitutes 24/7. I mean, it's just so horrible. They know how to tantalize us and get us obsessed with looking, you know, at these puppets. While, yes, it was all about suppressing you when they took everything you had. How many years have I been saying that? Mr. Cook?
I think, too, that you've got to realize that the United States has deliberately been made dependent upon gasoline and petroleum. I mean, if you go back to all of the decisions that have been made since really the 1960s, where we were going to rely on the automobile, we were just going to build highways, we weren't going to bother with mass transit, we were going to build all of these big suburbs spread out all over the landscape, we were going to build shopping malls and big box stores where you can't even walk from one place to another, all you can do is drive. They've created the situation where all they had to do was raise the price of gasoline and this economy would come to a standstill. Now, you've got to obviously get around today, but you've also got to demand of the people in charge that you create an economy that is not totally susceptible to this kind of a chokehold, this kind of a breakdown.
I want to go back to what you just said.
Work.
I want to go back because I never heard you say that, and that's exactly what I say on air. But you can just objectively look at what they're doing, and of course they bragged about it. This is all systematic. They designed everything to be based on the automobile. They paid billions to make sure there wasn't mass transit. And I'm not even particularly defending that. The point is, they, everything in globalism is to make countries and individuals totally independent, totally dependent in a prison-like panopticon, and to make the globalists, who are international, exempt from all their rules at the national level, where countries are nothing but individual prison grids, and then they are outside the prison grids with diplomatic immunity. And they've now reported that police in California, 996,000 employees of the government, are all above the law, no DWIs, no arrests, no speeding. I mean, and that's what the late Aaron Russo said that Nick Rockefeller told him. He said, look, we're going to have an ID card, and we're going to be above the law, and you're not. And that's it. Diplomatic globalist, people bowing down, kissing their butts, and we're all just slaves locked down in our countries. Mr. Cook?
Now, I think that, again, I'm looking at it from the point of view of my specialty, and that is that it all goes back to control of money. And the control of money that they rely on and the ability to produce debt is all based upon what we call the privately controlled fractional reserve banking system, where the banks have the ability
fiat
to simply make up credit, create money out of thin air, and then lend it to you and put you into debt to pay them back by your labor that's extended over your lifetime. And, again, that's another factor that has to be changed.
Anything else, Cyrus?
One more thing. I mean, I've heard rumors about, you know, how it's possible that this legislation is trying to bring about some sort of, you know, their belief of Armageddon or whatever. And,
listen, that's a front. They act like they're evangelicals. They act like, and they manipulate, you know, the poor, right-wing Christians who aren't even really right-wing to think that open borders, gun control is conservative. I mean, when you get down to it, they're into occultism. They're into New Age. They're mainly in the Republican Guild. It's like a club. It's like a homosexual guild. And that's kind of a rite of passage into their gang. Actually, a lot of gangs are like that. And so it's kind of a front. And then, they have Christians saying, praise God, it's Armageddon. We want to make Jesus come. And so there's a right-wing cult they're controlling, but it's only a subset. You want to comment on that, Mr. Cook?
Well, I think that there's a lot of this secrecy and a lot of this clubism, if you will, that certainly is going on. But again, from my point of view, we've got to realize that it rests upon their ability to control money and their ability to create money out of the banking system. You take that away, how many of these people could go to work and earn an honest living? Well, not very many of them could, because they're living as parasites off of the producing system. We have to take back the whole system of credit creation and bring that back into the control of our elected democracy.
Well, I want to be clear, though, about this in our republic, is that it's killing the goose that lays the golden eggs, but they're so greedy, they don't even want that goose to have a life. They'd rather have a dead goose and have the only golden eggs that were laid than have golden eggs laid that somebody else might get their hands on. It is a total religion of control freak behavior, where they don't care if we all live in slums and are being euthanized. They don't care if we're starving to death. As long as they're in armored citadels with guys in black uniforms following their orders, it's about having total control. Because psychopaths gravitate towards law enforcement, politics, and power. Normal people get a modicum of power and then aren't hungry anymore. It's only the mentally ill that crave control and domination. That's why Stalin, Hitler, and others, when they had unlimited power, went crazy and started killing everybody, because it's part of the pathological extremism. Mr. Cook, you want to comment on that statement?
Well, I think that's so. But again, it's my own view that we have to understand what to put into place to replace all of that. You can't fight something unless you have knowledge of what it should be like. And so, again, going back to the fractional reserve banking system, in the monetary reform movement, we believe that the government should be the ones who are lending to the banks, and that we should be, as a people, the beneficiaries of the proceeds of that type of lending and then use that to pay for legitimate government expenditures.
Exactly. Now, a fiat currency for us. I actually disagree with Paul who wants gold because the bankers own all the gold. They can corner the market on it, but that's a better system than what we have now, which is total fiat. I agree. Use the power of fiat currency, but have it be public, be educated about it, have public debates about whether we want to inflate, deflate, or keep the same, and use that. It is a powerful engine, and I actually agree with you. I think we should use it.
Yeah, and let me just put a figure out there, which is one that I'm going to put out on Global Research when this article comes out in the next day or two. My own estimate is that if we could implement these kind of reforms, we could eliminate three-fourths or more of the current tax burden that our economy is subject to, and that we could, by taking control of currency issuance, by taking control of the ability to create a national dividend, we can get rid of the 16th Amendment to the Constitution and the direct income tax altogether. There's one other thing that I want to mention that we can do right now that would take away a lot of the power of the financial manipulators, and that would be to outlaw all leveraged banking based upon speculation.
Absolutely, and there's all sorts of ways they do that. We'll have you back soon to break down some of those specifics. I agree with that recommendation as well. For Internet listeners of the InfoWars.com streams, you need to go there right now. We're going to do this three-minute break. We're going to do an interview right now because this is so important. And then we're going to come back and talk to Dan in Texas and Phoenix in Atlanta, maybe a few more. All right, interview continues at InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Thank you.
The criminals are scared. They know they've raped you hard, and the real raping is about to begin. They don't want you to fight back. Homeland Security's meant to tie you down so they can do it. Are you going to go along with it? And are our police in history going to be known as Nazis, as Soviets, as scum? Or will you join us and not go along with this criminality? RichardCCook.com, worked in the Carter White House, analyst for NASA, Department of the Treasury, very intelligent. Look forward to having him back up for another 2 hours in the near future. Take two final calls right now. Dan in Texas, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead. You're on the air, Dan.
All right. Yeah, I was calling in. Basically, I'm a fan of Mr. Cook. I saw the Challenger Revealed book up here. It looks like a great read. My question for Mr. Cook is, basically, what do you think, as far as the economy, we do about slimeball degenerates who would love to make a penny off of the tragedy of September 11th and lies of loose change like Alex Jones and Jason Burmese?
Listen, I appreciate you calling, sir. You can call me back when I'm just taking calls, and we can do that. Well, what do you do about slime balls that make money? Obviously, I need to make money to be able to defend ourselves, sue people that slander us, pay my employees, and, yeah, so I can live comfortably and take care of my family. I make films. I go out and shoot interviews like anybody else who has a political view, and then I make them free and advertise they're free on the web. And then I'm bad when I am at higher standards than anyone else.
So people can go to your website.
Yeah, absolutely. Please go to InfoWars.com. In fact, listen, I appreciate your call. I'm going to say this to you, Dan. In fact, I didn't plug the videos today. I should have. I'm going to take time out right now. I didn't want to cut into Mr. Cook's time. Actually, we need more capital. People would think we just need to work from a ditch with a tin can and a string. Here, I don't plug my videos enough. Buy all the books and videos we have. Give us donations if you'd like. Support us. I want to get a bigger office, hire more people, do more stories, support more activist groups. The asinine statement. I bring on all these other activist groups and tell you to support them when I'm not getting any gain from it. This is about survival. Let me give you a tip, sir. I didn't do 9 hours of radio yesterday because I want dirty money. I'm trying to tell my wife we're not evacuating the country. I'm trying to face my possible imprisonment or death. I'm living in the real world. And then you say, what do you do about scumbags that profit from 9/11? How dare you imply we were involved in the attacks? How dare you imply we're here risking our lives, our names, being death threatened to make films we put out for free? But yes, Loose Change Final Cut has still not made its money back. The people that made it are almost homeless. Please buy Loose Change Final Cut from us immediately to support us. Mr. Cook, I'm sorry to run over your time. In fact, we'll go 10 minutes into overdrive now to be able to answer people's questions. But, you know, the mainstream media says that all the time. Ooh, you sell videos saying the government's bad. You're not allowed to make a living and survive having your political view. Everybody else can. Bill O'Reilly can. All these news anchors can. The Carlyle Group can. I'm not out with a government with taxes forcing people to give money to me, Mr. Cook. I mean, how did they say I'm bad? That's our enemy's argument.
Well, a lot of these people are being paid by loans that the government has to sell to China because we can't afford to pay our own way in this country. So,
And they admit they have thousands of fake CENTCOM people calling in and blogging, but I don't think that's one of these people. They're jealous. A lot of people in our movement are jealous of anyone that actually hires an employee, starts an operation. Stay there, Mr. Cook. I want to, if you can, do 10 more minutes in super overdrive. We're going to leave the Genesis Network now. We're going to do 10 minutes in super overdrive on the internet streams where tens of thousands of you are listening right now and PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers. If you want to hear that, you got to get off the Genesis stream and others and go over to InfoWars.com or if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. But don't let those enemies stop us. I should have plugged my videos earlier. InfoWars.com. Buy them on DVD. Defeat that enemy, Dan. We'll be right back with Phoenix and others. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The election.